Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, July 22nd, 2020. And this is a time that we need to press in and get all that God has for you. We're in a season that God is working in strange and unusual ways. And we're in a time right now that might not make sense on the surface of things, but we need to trust the Lord. He's doing a work underneath it all. And there's places in the Bible that talks about a strange work. Well, that's what we're in right now. Romans 8:28. And we know that in all things, God works together for good those who trust him and love him and according to his purposes. So Lord, we release this right now. I ask that you would release a supernatural ability of trust and faith, and that you would open our eyes to see what's coming in the future for us, and that we're not going down, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, a lot of people are asking me, is this the end of the world, or, you know, what's going on? Well, I don't think it is based on maybe your idea what the end of the world is, but it is the last days. And the first prophetic message that was ever delivered through the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, Peter gets up and prophesies about the last days. Acts 2, 17 and 18. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit out on all people. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even of my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So they said it at that time, that they were in the last days. In fact, the first word was about the last days. So as in mentioned in Acts 2, prophecy, dreams, and visions, and the Holy Spirit coming in power is what's happening right now. But before anything happens, you know, like the second coming of Christ, I believe it's further away than we might know. I don't know. We don't know because Jesus said even he doesn't know. Only the Father knows. The angels don't even know. But I do know this. He said, I can help you get on a timetable for right now. Don't worry about those things on exact times and dates. But think of it this way. You got to get prepared for what's coming. That's called positioning yourself. Revival will come first. Jesus talks about it when he talks about several of the parables. You know, he's talking about the great harvest that will come. And he talks about the wedding banquet and the different things in his parables talked about it. There is a revival that is coming. And the late seer prophet, Bob Jones, who accurately prophesied revivals in his lifetime. Even the coming of a comet. I mean, he had an accurate ability. The reason I'm saying that is because August 8th, 1975, Bob actually died and he was taken into heaven. Long story short, he was met by Jesus and given a prophetic mandate that there would be a billion soul revival before the return of the Lord. And he was sent back to earth with this. And, you know, the timing that Bob thought it would happen has not happened exactly. As you know, he thought it would happen before he came back to heaven. He passed away in 2014. But it doesn't matter about the times and the dates. What matters is that we need to grab hold of this and prepare. Now, in Light Connection, my ministry, we started in like in 2001 after I watched a videotape interview where Bob Jones was talking about the billion soul harvest, and the Lord said that you'll be part of fulfilling this. And at that time, it didn't seem right. You know, at that time, it was a difficult time in my life. But the Lord did all kinds of miracles, lined things up. I became one of the forerunners in training people all over the world with prophetic evangelism. In fact, you can see my ministry featured in Darren Wilson's movie called Father of Lights. And it was because of this rebirth of effective evangelism that's happening right now. I'm not just saying that we need to do it that same way, but what I got and many others was a new way to do things, a new paradigm, a new wineskin for outreach. And I found after giving all kinds of words, people are very open to talking about Jesus when you interpret a dream, if you interpret a tattoo or give a prophetic word. Now, Bob also had this 100-year prophecy that lined things up, and he saw people on earth in 2050. And some of the things in his 100-year prophecy, just so you know about the accuracy so that we can prepare, I want to get you on a timetable. I believe he got this. I'm not positive. I think it was in the 1980s. But he said this, the Lord spoke to him in the 70s, the decade of the 70s, the teachers rose up, which was true. We saw amazing teachers. The 80s, the prophets came back. 90s, the apostles. So that's what we're seeing. And a lot of apostles that are operating at a greater level. In the year 2000, the glory of God came, and we started seeing gold dust in meetings and unusual manifestations. 2010 to 20 was the faith of God. In fact, we needed that. And we just entered into 2020, which for the next 10 years is the rest of God. He also saw 2050. The reason I was telling you that is because we are now approaching August 2020 is the 45th anniversary of his visitation to heaven. And Bob was a seer prophet, unlike anything we've seen. And his graduation into heaven actually was even filled with prophetic signs that amazing things happened. I believe that we're going to see a new visitation of this. I'll be talking about this in my August 2020 prophetic word on Spirit Connection, but I believe we're going to see a revisiting, or God's going to bring that seer anointing back. And I got to mentor with Bob Jones and got to know him and travel with him. I operate in a seer gifting as well. Not the level of Bob was at, but I do have a seer gift, and it's a misunderstood gift. And I remember when I was talking with my good friend James Gall, he said to me, he was observing me, and he's really good at this. He understands your gift and explains it to you. And he says, you're a seer. You have a seer gift, but it's unusual because most seers can't teach. No offense, but most seers are not teachers. So it's hard to teach the seer gift. But he thought it was because of all my comedy training. I was a professional stand-up comedian. I went to, I got improv training, San Francisco Stand-Up Comedy College. I got this improv training. He believed that that was why I was able to actually, because I trained myself to be able to do things like improv that would pull things out of the natural anyway. So I got a seer type of prophetic word for, during Pentecost. And I want to just align you. It was a seer type of word. It was May 31st. It was Pentecost. The Lord told me that in 7 days, which was June 7th, that the solutions for the coronavirus would start to be released. I haven't seen it with my eyes yet, but I know that there's something going on. The anointing's coming. That's still there. 7 weeks, the gate of joy just opened, July 19th. And I've already, I tell you, we're getting emails and where people contacting us about the gate of joy opening up, people entering through that. And in fact, it's very similar to Joel 1:16, which says, has not our food been cut off before our eyes in the joy and gladness from the house of God? And that's what happened is we ended up in a Joel 1:16, our food supply got cut off. Joy and gladness. Well, it's back. The joy is now back. And that's the seer word I got. The other part of that word was 7 months after Pentecost, December 31st, we would see a new season. We would enter in. Now, this does not mean it's going to come easy. And, we actually need to press in and pray and grab hold of this. But what I want to encourage people is not to come into agreement with the negative things. Now, the Lord gave me a seer style of encounter. When I started seeing into the courts of heaven, and interestingly, the most clear view of the Ancient of Days, Daniel 7 is the courts of heaven. Ancient of Days is the Lord. It's like the Supreme Court is the highest level of court. And you can read about this in Daniel 7:10. But just a few verses later, I want to put you on the timetable where we are right now. On December 30th, 2018, I had a vision into the courts of heaven. And I saw Daniel 7:21 and 22. court session happening. And this is where we are, friends. And at that time, when I got this in 2018, it hadn't happened yet with the coronavirus. And it says, as I watched, the horn, which is a demonic force, was raging war against the holy people and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. And the time came for them to possess the kingdom. Now, this is a prophetic timetable word. Daniel 7:21, we are in this right now. I'm telling you this because we need to prepare for things. I got this 2 years ago, year and a half ago, whatever it was. But I believe that it won't be without attack. Of course, we need to jump in there. But the seer anointing is coming back to the world, to churches, to businesses, to the government. And the Lord is aligning us right now to be able to carry this. Now, the seer anointing is very misunderstood. And Isaiah 29:10 talks about, he says, now this is just to bring context to the gift, but Isaiah 29:10 says he sealed the eyes of the prophets, but he had to cover the heads of the seers. So the prophetic gift allows you to see, or, you know, basically see it, what God's doing. But the seer gift operates with the entire head, the full senses, sight, smell, hearing, tasting, discernment, everything. So God is going to release a new level of the seer anointing. And you need to position yourself right now to do this. And the Lord told me that it's coming. I'll be releasing this in August, that a seer anointing is coming back to the church. And not just the church, but to people everywhere. But here's some steps, first of all. If you want to operate in this, steps to activate the seer anointing. You don't have to be a prophet to prophesy, nor do you have to be a seer prophet to begin to operate in this. And I want to activate this over you. Position yourself by worshiping and getting into the spirit, especially joy and gladness. And you can do this through worship, through prayer, praise. Break out of unbelief and fear. Very important to do. Ask the Lord to open your eyes and your ears and your spiritual senses so that you can see, smell, taste, and discern what God is doing, the things of the Spirit. Now, I want to give you this verse, 2 Kings 6:17. In fact, if you're struggling with fear, look at verse 16 as well, because it talks about the fear, you know, more that the Lord is with us. But in 2 Kings 6:17, I want you to decree these verses. And the Lord opened his eyes. This is Elisha. Prayed for his servant who was with him, who was afraid. And the Lord opened his eyes. Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes so that he could see. And then the Lord opened his servant's eyes. He looked around the hills and he saw horses and chariots all around Elisha. And so you want to start decreeing this verse. Take communion and decree, Lord, open my eyes that I can see. I pray that you would break the spirit of fear. I pray that we could see into the spirit. Whether you can literally or not, it doesn't matter. It's still there. You know, receive it by faith. But as you ask the Lord to speak to you in a seer type of word each day, this is a major step. Start noticing signs and songs and confirmation. Messages are all around you already. I believe this is happening right now. So Lord, we activate this. We activate the seer anointing. I pray that you would open people's eyes, their ears, their senses. I pray that we would move in this new level of the seer anointing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to be doing a new workshop. By the way, I planned this workshop before I got this prophetic word about what's happening. We had already planned it. And it's called The Seer Gift, How to Activate Prophetic Vision. Saturday, July 25th, 10 a.m. Go to DougEdison.com/seer. It's the first time I've ever taught on this. I'm excited about it. And it's only $37. You get, you know, nearly 2 hours of teaching, and you don't have to be there live, but you do have to sign up. Take a look at the video anyway. Also, I still have the master class out there, how to develop products and online courses. And this is I think it's one of the more powerful things I did in a long time. It'll help you to be able to get your stuff out online, DougEdison.com/develop as well. Well, follow my daily prophetic word in case you don't. Download my free app. You'll find it in the Apple App Store or the Google Play. It will have my daily prophetic words and all the things that you can get and follow. Anyway, I'm really excited for what's happening. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.